Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. And it's just the two of us, by the way. Just us two. And I got going to continue my conversation, my little soliloquy here on what's going on. I wanted to point out I want to talk about the Paycheck Protection Program and the funding that came in, and that and to compare that a little bit with your activity, with what you told me in the online poll. You know, we asked a week ago who's applied and what your progress was in applying for the Paycheck Protection Program, and as of last week, nobody had gotten their money, which I'm not surprised about. Not many people had. And this would have been a little over a week ago, weekend before last, when this poll was taken. 25% had applied, but had an appointment to fund. About a third had been approved, but didn't have an appointment. And a certain number were going to apply, smaller number were going to apply, and about a quarter were not going to apply for the loan. And we've got some new information. This week we polled again the same question again, so we can see what the progress was. And of course, and it looks like a whole lot more people have gotten funded, which is good. But one of the things I want to talk about are those people who have not applied. And I don't know why you didn't apply. It's your business. But I'll just tell you a story, though, about that. Somebody was saying that in a conversation I know about, somebody said, well, what if I don't need the money? What if I'm okay? Should I apply for the money? And another person said, you're okay now, but you don't know whether you'll be okay in 6 months or 9 months. And so apply for the money. It's okay to apply for the money. Try to get the money. Get the PPP money. If you pay it out properly in the form of payroll and the 25% for rent and other things, that'll become a grant. You won't have to pay it back. But if later on you don't need it, turns out you didn't need it, and you want to you want to give it back or whatever, pay it back. When you sign up for this thing, by the way, if you haven't done it yet, when you go to finalize the Paycheck Protection Program transaction, it'll be a loan document. It's a loan closing. You'll go to a loan closing. You'll sign a loan document with a 1% interest and a 24-month payout, with no payment due for 6 months. But at the same time, you also know that if you pay that money that you get into payroll, to paying your employees, the employees of your company, and the other expenses that are allowed, you won't have to pay that back. So I encourage everyone to go ahead and file. There's a new round. Now, they're out of money, right? They ran out of money. If you remember, a month ago when I told you about this thing coming out, before they even named it, and I identified the amount of money they were talking about, $350 billion. If you remember, in parentheses, I said, won't be enough. And it wasn't. It lasted about 10 days. Well, there's another round that the House is supposedly voting on today. The Senate's passed it. Another round of around $250 million, a large bunch of that devoted to community banks, our beloved community banks. And so let's make sure that if you've already been approved and you didn't get your money, you'll be in that round. if your paperwork is there but they haven't been approved, you'll be in line for some of that money. If you haven't signed up, you still have an opportunity. Go sign up. There may be a third round of this, but I encourage you to do it, my friends, because here's why. Remember what I said in a month ago. The key to 2020 for you and me and our small business is to open our doors. Our singular goal is to open our doors January 1, 2021. Survival is winning. Surviving is winning. This too will pass. You've been through a lot of stuff before. I've been through a lot of stuff before. This is unprecedented. I'll give you that. But I don't know about you. I'm like the rabbit who was being chased by the fox, and he hopped over a turtle, and as he ran away from the fox, and the turtle said, Mr. Rabbit, are you going to make it? And Mr. Rabbit looked back and said, Mr. Turtle, I got to make it. I don't know about you, but I got to make it. And I'll tell you something else. This is no hill for a climber. This pandemic is unprecedented. It's a mean, ugly disease. But it's no hill for a climber. And I don't know about you, but I'm a climber. And I know that might sound like cotton candy to some of you, but let me tell you why it's not. Because I've been down. I've been on the ground. I've had the world with its foot on my neck. And I lived to fight another day. You know why? Because I believed in myself. And I told myself, this is no hill for a climber. And I'm a climber. I'm Jim Blessing. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.